fuck was that?
Welcome to What the Fuck Did I Dream Last Night? I'm Janie.
I'm Jess. Hello, guys.
Hi. Oh, ba-ding. Jane just said, the vibes are really good. Let's go.
Sorry, y'all.
It's Saturday morning. It's 4th of July weekend. None of this applies to you guys listening to right now.
Yeah, we are really, so you know, we're usually like a Monday night goer. Maybe we'll do a Tuesday or Wednesday sometimes. Saturday morning recordings are not frequent.
I even said in the last episode, the snippets last week that I released about us, I was like, oh, we're recording on a Wednesday this week. It's going to throw us off. Nope, that didn't happen.
Nope.
Saturday morning.
It's Saturday morning, you know, 4th of July weekend.
I normally work Saturdays too, so that's why.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you got planned for the July weekend?
We're having, my sister is still with you.
Yeah, I hung out with Jamie's sister last night. She's a little treat for you, a little gift for you from me.
Did you get your tank top?
I did. Janie made me this awesome.
I didn't make
WTF Did I Dream Last Night tank top. I've been rocking it all over the pool and the beach.
I did not make it.
You didn't make it?
No, it's from our store.
Oh, I thought you cricketed that.
Nope.
Well, never mind. It sucks then. Just kidding. It's still awesome. Well, she's cricketed me shirts, and then I don't know why I thought you made that one. I think because we talked about it so long ago, and then I got it. Carly delivered it to me.
Yeah, my sister delivered. This is the second time my sister has delivered a tank top to you.
It's kind of funny because it is. So, you know, Pittsburgh and Myrtle Beach are not, like, you know, they're not, like, that far from each other, right? 10 hours or something. I mean, you can drop something in the mail easily at an affordable rate. And it's kind of turned into a game between those who live in my hometown and then us down here of, like, how can we transport things to each other without paying for it?
Mailing is just not cheap to me.
No, it's not. But it's kind of funny. Like, people, you know, like, mail stuff. But we'll literally be like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to wait to give you your birthday present, like, in 2 or 3 months. Because, like, my plane's driving down. And it even turns into where there's, like, kind of unusual connections. Like, for example, say my aunt Pauline will need to give me something. It'll be like, oh, well, my husband's cousin's friend is driving down in 2 months. So just wait till then, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I feel like because in the summer, someone's always going down there.
Oh, yeah.
I do the same thing, though. Like, if my parents are coming home in the summer, I just, like, hold on to their, like, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts. Like, they get them there.
That's even better, because then it's, like, just, like, a random gift that you get, you know?
Yeah. Like, I did mail my dad's Father's Day gift out this year, and I think the shipping cost me more than, like, the freaking gift.
Right. And then I get, like, anxiety about, like, when is it going to get delivered? Because I feel like if I put it in the mail, like, a week early, that's weird, which I think that's what you have to do nowadays.
Yeah, but it's not weird. I feel like that's what you're supposed to do.
I agree, but, like, our generation is so spoiled with, like, 2-day shipping Amazon. I'm just like, literally, I have bought the card, like, weeks in advance. Like, I was so proud of myself this year. I'm like, all right, got my father-in-law's card, like, a month in advance. I have, like, 5 cards already for, like, occasions to come. Still didn't get, like, he didn't get it in time. But damn it.
I just feel like long gets there the month. Yeah. I do the same thing. Like, my dad's gift was, like, even packaged in the box.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, it's too early to ship this. And then finally, it was the Thursday before Father's Day. I'm like, well, guess I should take it.
And then they're like, oh, you want it there in time? It's going to be $75. You're like, it's okay. They're soft.
And they're like, do you want tracking? Do you want insurance? I'm like, no. Because I don't buy them that nice things when I'm shipping them.
No. You're like, can you just get my package there? Sorry, anybody who's with, like, the postal service. I know you guys do a great job. It's just very anxiety provoking.
Well, then, oh wait. So,
my dad was a UPS driver. I get it.
I go to mail this. I get Molly out of the car with me, and I'm walking in, and then I totally forgot about masks are, like, still a thing in, like, they were. I don't think they are now. But I walked into the post office without a mask on. I was like, I'm not going back in my car. I felt like the biggest, like, I was so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Cause then someone else walked in behind me that's been there goes there all the time, clearly. And she, like, said, like, hey, George, I don't know what his name is.
Man.
She knew his name and he had a mask on. I'm like, I am the awkward person.
Sometimes I wonder when I'm in a store and people are like, hey, George, I'm like, do you actually come here that much? Like, does George actually like you? Or are you just forcing this because you want to feel like a regular? Because sometimes that's how I feel when I see that. I'm
this was the worker.
I want to know, George.
The worker said it to the customer.
Oh, damn. That's legit. I'm always so jealous of those moments. I'm like, I want George to know me. Or like, I want the poster guy to be like, hey, Jess, like, good to see you. Or like, you walk into like, you know, like the Cheers bar, like your usual. Like, I don't have any.
Like, I have like tables at work that are like, that I know. I'm like, how are you guys doing? Like, I catch up with them and everything. And I was like, I don't think I have any places. I don't think I'm a regular anywhere, though.
My work, I guess, and me and my patients. But, you know.
But then there's also like the opposite. Like, last night we had a table come in. And all three of us turned around and said, nope, I will not wait on them. So, like, it goes both ways. It can be that we sent, like, the lowest total.
Oh, yeah, there's always those people. Mm-hmm. In every work setting, everywhere. I don't want to be that person.
How the hell did we get here?
Who knows? You know. This is a Saturday morning, Joe.
I know. And I'm gonna throw another little cricket into it. Cricket?
Wrench? Cricket?
Is that a thing? I don't know what that means. I don't think it is.
Tangent? Wrench? Hmm.
Like, I'm going to throw a wrench in our plans. I was going to throw a cricket in our plans. I don't know why I'm throwing crickets. But I think
cricket would be way cooler than a wrench, so I'm cool with that.
All right, I'm going to throw a cricket at you.
I'm going to start saying that now.
Probably don't. People are going to be like, where the hell did you hear that from?
I say those things wrong all the time, like water over the bridge instead of like under the bridge. I say that shit wrong all the time. I just make my own up.
We don't want water over the bridge.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyways.
All right, so my cricket is, I know you're really excited about your dreams. So why don't you go first this week?
Oh man, Saturday mornings. Getting spicy with it. Okay, let's do it. So,
guys, you should have just saw her face. She got so excited.
I even cleared my voice and I muted it for you all. Yeah, this is Saturday morning. I guess I didn't really think this through. A lot of times by the end of the week, because I talk so much at my job, I have a very hoarse voice or no voice. And so that's what you guys are getting today. But I think my voice is hoarse a lot. It doesn't matter.
I feel like you sound normal.
Oh, good.
Well,
okay.
That sounded mean. Like, you sound hoarse all the time, bitch.
I'm going to download an app so I sound like I have a cooler radio voice.
We can upgrade our mics and do like fun filters.
That might need to happen. All right. So, my dream is already semi-well practiced because I went into work the next day and had to tell the world. And I even have an additional story to that, but I'm going to wait till after I tell the dream. So the dream is called the Astronaut Challenge. Oh, so
mine's just totally different than already, I can tell. I'm going to take everyone for a loop here. I'm laughing. You'll laugh. I'm sorry. You'll understand and you'll laugh when the time comes. Go ahead.
All right. So the doctor I work with, I'm just going to give him a different name for the sake of this podcast because I don't know. So his name's going to be Dr. Tim, we'll say. All right. So this is a doctor I work with like every day in real life. So, all right, me and Dr. Tim were preparing to be astronauts in our dream. So we were preparing for a challenge to become astronauts with NASA. So it's like we were going to go off to a conference.
You've been an astronaut. You've done some kind of spacey thing with your doctor before.
Really?
1,000%. I will go back and find the episode. You guys went to Mars or something. You guys were going on. It was a thing. It's a thing.
Well, it's funny. And this when I get to interpretation, it makes sense a little bit. But I got to find it too. You're so much better at remembering my dreams than me.
It's just like one of those things. Like when you remember dreams throughout the day, like you say something and it sparked, and I'm like, we did this.
Yeah, I've had a lot of like really vivid dreams lately. It's been awesome.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I lose track, I guess. So me and Dr. Tim were preparing to go to this competition to become astronauts. And it was kind of like when you have a conference and you're going to travel somewhere, you know, to like a big, like resort or something that the organization will rent out. So we had to go travel, but for some reason we couldn't ride in the same car together. Like, he didn't want to travel up with me. I'm like, cool, man. So we had like our whole group, like support group coming up with us, like our nurses and MAs and like front desk staff, like everybody was coming, like everybody I know, I swear, was in this dream. It's great.
Yeah.
So we're traveling up to the astronaut competition, but, he and I could not be on the same team because we were trying out for the same position. So like we could not be on the same crew. So we were both trying out for the position of medic / chef. Okay. Mind you, we are in cardiology, everybody. So we don't cook. We're not chefs. Okay. So
yeah, that's a combination.
Yeah, right. And like that was the same role. Like you had to be both. So my team consisted of four people. So when we get up there, I go to, or I guess our hotel room or something with my team. And it's my two old roommates, Jess and Nikki. And I don't know where Amelia was at, my other roommate. But, and then my nurse, Brandy, was there.
I don't want to be a medic.
Yeah, she might have just been. Well, it's kind of funny because then we're going to get to this part. So, well, no, they weren't trying out to be medics and chefs. Like they were the other parts of my space crew.
Oh, okay. I get it. Now.
Yeah. So they were, you had to go enter this competition with teams of four.
And I understand
each had
now.
A rule. So I get up there and I met up with my old roommates, Jess and Nikki. They were on my team. And then my nurse, Brandy, was up there with us too, preparing. And so everyone's having beers, drinking, get ready to enter the NASA competition. And I'm like, guys, we can't get too drunk. Like, this is a serious competition. We're trying not to be astronauts. So it's our time to go.
This is just funny.
Yeah. Right. So, and I wonder, cause like in college, I feel like Amelia was like kind of the one that kept us all in line. So Amelia was probably like, yeah, I'm out. Like, y'all,
I'm not going to be a part of
she's
it.
Like, I'm not, like, I'm beyond this. Like, you guys are on your own.
You're adults now.
Yeah, like, I can't. So so I have those two on my team. And then I don't know who my other team member was. It might have been my nurse. But then I got to remember to Dr. Tim was on a team with three strangers. I don't know. Poor guy. He didn't know who they were. So
no wonder he didn't want to drive up with you. He's like, I got to like mentally prepare.
I guess so. I guess so. So the first part of the challenge was kind of like a health assessment. And we were on the back porch of my old house growing up on the picnic table. So like all surrounding the picnic table. And I had to take everyone's blood pressures and everybody's blood pressures were so high. And I'm like, and then the other team was waiting on the like glass patio table. So there, blood pressures were all really high. And I'm like, all right, guys, like, you know, everybody just calm down. So I'm like doing my like relaxing thing to calm everybody down. This is what I do in my real job too, because I want everybody to be calm because I'd rather their blood pressure be normal than me have to start changing medicines. It turns into a thing. And it usually works. So I recheck it. Everybody's
I never like that really, like when you go to a heart doctor, like your blood pressure is very important. Like mine's always a little, well, not like.
Right.
Sometimes it's a little high when you go to the doctors because you're stressed out.
Right. And we need to be like, we need to know, because a lot of people just say like, oh, it's just because you're at the doctors, but it's like my job to like, is it really, or is your blood pressure actually high? Right. So
Yeah.
So I always, and you don't want to increase their medicine if it's artificially high and they're just really nervous, because then they're going to get home and their blood pressure is going to bottom out. And they're going to feel like crap. Right. So I usually do my kumbaya talk and joke around with them, and then it's all good. So I was doing that in my dream. And so then I wrote down everybody's blood pressures, blah, 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 boom, we pass. We seem to do well. It's like, all right, great. So we're again, drinking beers, watching the other team do their challenge. Again, I don't know who decided you could have like buckets of beer at a NASA challenge, but
this
okay.
Sounds fantastic.
Right?
I mean, I don't, yeah.
So next was the other team did their part. And then, next up was the toughest challenge, and it was team-based. So this is where we had to act as a crew, and it was basically a simulation. So I had to write down, it was like a whiteboard, but it was like very technologically advanced. And the ship was on the whiteboard. And then it was like, there were different settings you could like touch on the screen mm-hmm. to decide what you were going to do. And I had to write down our team's average blood pressure under the ship before the challenge started, which was like 130s over, I think, upper 80s, which is like upper end of normal, but they took it. And then we had to monitor like how our blood pressure changed on the board, depending on what simulations they were throwing at us.
Okay, this sounds kind of fun though. Like, this sounds like something I'd be into.
It was kind of like something you would see at a science center, or like there's a Carnegie Science Center where we grew up. There's like a lot of interactive kind of stuff like this for kids. And I loved it growing up.
It was nothing to do with blood pressure.
No. Like they would have like different health.
Yes.
I could, well, I might be giving Carnegie Science Center a pitch here. They might develop this now. So
Carnegie Science Center, do you listen to this?
somebody somewhere. So
Wilkinsburg. Oh, Wilkinsburg people. For
someone's
a while.
Gonna go take this and make a bajillion dollars off of it. Off my idea. So probably not. So we start the simulation and you get, I think, 3 or 4 attempts. So they basically, it's like the screen starts moving and it's like very hectic and chaotic, as if like the ship's like going to crash. And then all these like settings and hickey bobs are going all haywire, and it's up to our crew to fix it and say, how would we respond to the situation? And I guess we kept crashing because they're like, try again. Well, at this point, everybody on my team's like wasted. And I'm not. And I'm like, guys, we need to get our shit together. Like, this is our final round. Nobody say a damn word. All right. I'm going to do all the talking. And then my roommate, Jess, is like, no, like, I got this. I'm ready. And I'm like, all right. So then it was our last attempt and she killed it. She was like nailing all the answers. We were like doing great. And then it was my turn. I guess I was like last up. And the question was, all right, now what would you cook on the ship? Mind you, I'm trying out to be a medic and a chef. Apparently, I've done no research as to what you should cook on a ship in space. So I like stall and I'm like,
astronaut ice cream.
And I come up with some like bullshit irrelevant answer. And I think I just like cracked the joke, almost like sweet talking them. And they thought it was hilarious. Like the judges, and they're like, oh, okay, great. Like, you guys passed the end. And I was like, oh, so we finished our challenge. We felt great about it. We're like, all right, so now we get to step back and watch the other team do their part. And they were not doing well. They were tanking. And the teammates all kept yelling at each other.
Crickets.
And now I remember two of the kids who were on Dr. Tim's team went to my college, but they were like in the honors college. I think I saw them like on social media or something. And I said, they're just like very smart. And, I don't know. So they just kept fighting with each other through this challenge. And then, so Dr. Tim, it was his turn. They're like, right, what would you cook on the ship? And he was like, I would cook steamed vegetables. And meanwhile, I'm telling him this dream in real life. And he was like, oh, hell no. Like, that is the last thing I would make. I'm like, oh, no. So he was like, I would cook steamed vegetables. And then the other two teammates were like, no, you idiot. Why would we steam vegetables on a ship in space? Because you're going to add excess moisture to the environment and that's going to mess up the oxygen and we're going to die.
Oh man.
And then they like lost and the challenge was over. So my team's feeling pretty good about this, right? We're like, oh, we're going to be astronauts. Like, we got this in the bag. So because the challenge was over, it was like a big celebration, almost like an end of year celebration or something. So there's like a bunch of food and a feast and like everybody's like gathered around these tables. And there were cookie trays everywhere. So at a Pittsburgh wedding, I think we've talked about this before. At a Pittsburgh wedding, guys, there's like obnoxious amounts of cookies. Like, people bring cookies.
You have a cookie table.
Cookie table, yeah. So that's like what it was. There's cookies and desserts everywhere. Everyone just like drinking, being merry, having fun. Mind you guys, I'm on this like low carb diet right now. That's probably why
boxes of cookies home.
Yeah, like that's probably why I'm dreaming about cookies. So we went to take our seat and our table, me, you, Camden, and Trevor, was down in the parking garage. I dream about parking garages a lot. So ours, it was like there was so much space and like there were so many people there and so many cookies. Like we had to go to the basement, which like was the parking garage. But like it was fine. We were okay with it. And then the person serving us was serving us chocolate peanut butter mousse cake. And I was sitting in your seat and you were sitting in my seat. And then I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm just going to be Janie today. We do this all the time. Just, you know, they're cousins. So that's actually my husband and they're cousins. We're friends. So I'm telling the server all this stuff in my dream. And I just got the vibe like, okay, bitch, like, I don't care. And why are you eating her peanut butter mousse? Like, just sit in your own damn seat and eat your peanut butter mousse. And Trevor's just like chilling there, eat his peanut butter mousse. So
sounds about right.
So after we ate our peanut butter mousse in the basement, we joined everybody back upstairs. And my nurse was like, you guys did a great job. Please take home this bottled wine I brought you. And I was like, Brandy, no, it's fine. And it was two bottles of red wine, which I don't really like red wine because they give me headaches. And she's like, just take it home. I was like, fine, which one's a sweeter one? I'll take it. And so I took it with me, I guess. So then it's the finale, right, where we find out the results, who's going to become an astronaut. So my hairstylist, Allie, in real life.
This sounds like a game show.
Right? I mean, this is like very long. My hairstylist.
Like a reality show. That's what I mean.
No, it's. So my hairstylist, Allie, who I apparently dream about all the time, is the one who works for NASA. And it's like she's working, though, as a cashier for NASA at a checkout. And she's the one who's going to tell us our results. But she kind of pulls me aside first and is like, Jess, because like we know each other, I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. NASA decided not to take anybody this year. They basically decided they had no funding for any of your positions because of COVID. And I was like, okay, is that real? Or like, were we just that bad? And NASA's like, no way. She's like, I don't know, but everyone's going to get the NASA newspaper every month for free for the next year, though, like to help, like as a, you know, as a parting gift, I guess. So I was like, oh, that's in my head. I'm like, that's kind of dumb because if NASA doesn't have any funding to hire us, why are they giving away newspapers for free? Like maybe they should charge for it. So I guess we just weren't good enough. So we didn't make it. None of us became astronauts. So now it's time to go home. So we go back to the parking garage to go find our cars. And now I'm with Cam, our friend Chris, and Cam's sister, Jamie's cousin, Megan, because they were down here visiting. And of course, we have to go find our car. And guess who's struggling to find their car, as usual, in my dreams? Me. We did find our cars, and we actually had these sick-ass cars. So it was like we're going to go like two and two in a car. And one of us was driving this like big-ass truck, and the other one had this like sick sports car, but it was purple. So Cam and Chris were the drivers, and they were just driving all through this parking garage, like total assholes, like racing. And it was like a very tight parking garage to see who could get out first. And then I woke up. Oh, also I remembered on the walk to our cars, there were still cookie trays like everywhere, like in parking spots, just cookies out the wazoo. The end. I could have possibly died in a car crash in the parking garage, and that might have been why I woke up. I don't know. Yeah, so a little all over the place. Knew a lot of people. That one, I think, overall was a giant mind dump. But there were some, I think, relevant things in there. And apparently Janie has pointed out that I have wanted to become an astronaut before.
You definitely have. Unless I dreamt it. I worry sometimes that like I dream things and I'm like, then I put it together in our podcast. I'm like, it's probably a bunch of bullshit.
Well, that's
like all a bunch of lies.
Well, when you said, like, I think sometimes I have a hard time remembering recurrent themes of my dream. Yeah, because sometimes I kind of question like what was real life and what were dream memories. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't think in my real life I was becoming an astronaut. I think I'd remember that, but. So just kind of looking up a few, I think the majority of this dream was a mind dump. But dreamstop.com, there's a couple interpretations I have from there. So just kind of what's it mean to dream about space? So outer space can symbolize your search for deeper meaning in your life. And it can mean you need to overcome any feelings of being trapped by the collective mentality. And I've been having a very hard time at work when I had this dream. I feel like I say that all the time, but I have hard times in different ways. But the last couple of weeks, when we had this, I felt like our whole staff was really struggling with like, how do we take a breather? Like we're all really struggling to like keep our spirits high, but still like get everything done efficiently and like serve our community well and just be like positive for the people that we need to help. Just cause we felt so overwhelmed. And luckily that's gotten better. I feel this last week, but so that makes sense kind of being, but I think it makes sense with that interpretation. So the other dream I looked at, or the other interpretation I looked at being that there were cookies everywhere, was cookies and the symbol of a cookie in a dream. And having lots of cookies in a dream can symbolize the trivial things in life, the minor annoyances that can nag at you. These can be the things that worry you or the things that you desire. And dreaming of eating a cookie in a happy setting is a sign that you are happy and will get what you want. And again, that's from dreamstop.com. And it is just continues to be funny to me because I didn't like search for relevant interpretation. Sometimes I do that, but this was like, when I was looking at interpretations, these were some of the first ones I was seeing, and they just like play off each other pretty relevantly, I guess. So I don't know, accurately, you know, like, oh, dreaming out of space, being overwhelmed, being feeling kind of trapped, like, ah, what do I do? And then cookies are worrying about basically symbolized trivial things in your life, like, you know, and I'll be good. So yeah, that's what I got.
I like it.
Hey, thanks.
That was a good one. I definitely want to go to the Science Center and go ride in like those roller coasters.
I know. I'm going to have to go when I go home.
Am I too old? Am I too big? Can I get in those still?
No, I think we can go because now, you can like do the whole.
Shouldn't be pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should wait till after I have
30. We're going to go to Carnegie Science Center.
So I'm thinking, where'd it go? It possibly could have been episode 14. I'd have to go back and listen, where your vaccines were in like candy dispensers.
Ah.
Might be Astronauty in there.
I don't think I was.
You know, listen, you went to Mars. Somebody went to Mars.
Huh.
Mars with.
Maybe it was a dream now. I don't know. We'll look back. I got to figure this out now.
I'm like hardcore searching on Buzzsprout right now, like reading the descriptions. But we didn't name them. Like our episodes, how we name them now. Like now I use our dream titles. Mm. So it's like harder to go back and like.
Yeah, and I don't have like an organized, I should keep like an electronic database of like my dreams so I can like search by theme or word.
I'm weird.
I guess I do have them saved electronically.
I print out all of my episodes and I store them in a binder.
Do you organize them by theme?
No, by episode.
Oh, I got you. That's what I was saying. It would be cool, but I'd keep mine stored electronically. So I guess I could do. If I compiled them, I could do like a word search.
Mm-hmm.
Like space.
Mars, mm-hmm. Red dirt. I swear we talked about Mars. Oh, you're fucking crazy. All right. So I'm trying to do a new job in my dream as well.
Awesome.
I'm not really trying out for it, but we'll see.
When you put it that way, I'm actually thinking maybe our like when we're all feeling overwhelmed at work, because there are some days where I'm just like, dude, how do we keep doing this? Like in real life, you know, everybody feels that way about their job, I think at one point. Yeah. So maybe our backup plan was to become astronaut.
I'm going to figure it out today and send it to you.
That might have been it. Okay.
I'm going to listen to everything.
You just made me think of a new epiphany with the dream. All right. So what were you going to do in your dream?
I am going to be a stripper. So I'm stripping in my dream.
This is awesome.
I told you, I was really good. That's why I started laughing at the beginning. I was like, man, I'm going to take this for a spin.
I'm cracking up.
I like the order we went in this week.
She's about to have a baby here in about a month and a half.
38 days. All right.
Oh, this is great.
So I went to this strip club, and it's inside of our middle school, like the middle school we went to as kids. And I wanted to work there, but I needed training to like learn about it. So like I just like kind of showed up. It was just like I just wanted to like check it out, talk to the girls, and like see if it's something I'd want to do. So, and half of these girls were drag queens, and I was like, wait, is this not like the right place that I should be? Like, what kind of strip club is this? Like, because I am a girl. Should right. I not be here? I was a little like confused.
Right.
But they looked like so well, good.
And if drag queen's the expectation, it's like, oh man, like that's a different skill set. I feel like, you know, like
I can't be a drag queen.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know either. I was a little confused in my dream, but I kept going with it because I was like,
why not? You're here.
I was confused. But these like drag queens looked so good. And like, I think like it was from, what the hell? Where'd I go? The drag queen bingo. Like, so I feel like it was like that, like coming back into my brain.
Yep.
So these girls looked like awesome, but I was confused. Like, can I dance here too? Or is this just drag queens? Like, is this like a certain thing that you're into club? No idea. So the one girl was showing me makeup, and we were putting on like these sequins on our lips, and we had to put on like this sticky stuff first. And then we put on these tiny yellow gold sequins for like fun lips, like just covered our lips with like sequins.
This sounds awesome. We also
put them on our eyebrows. Listen, I would love for a drag queen to teach me makeup.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what I was getting at, where like, if someone was like, you need to, like, I do not have the style or the skill to be a drag queen or the fashion sense, like, no.
Yeah. So we were putting on our eyebrows too. And so this one girl was like, here, come with me. I'll show you the floor. Like, just show you around and stuff. And we walked out to see it. And I don't really remember like seeing the floor. Like, I remember like walking out of like the locker room area with her, and she saw like some regulars and said like, hey to them. It was like walking towards them, and it was like a darker room, but I don't like recall anything else about it. So we go into like the back room, like where everyone gets ready and stuff. And there were more girls showing up. Next thing you know, it's 6 a.m. and that's when we all leave. And I go to leave, and the one girl, or like the manager, I got the vibes that she was like, listen, I know you're just here just trying to like see what this is all about and seeing if like you want to do this, but we can't do this for free. And I was like, okay. I was like, I left some money in your tip jars already up there for like teaching me stuff. And she is like, I don't know, I just don't have good feelings about you. And she wanted to check.
So really blunt. I've
been there for like 8 hours. And she's like, oh.
Not to mention, I'm thinking about the last strip club I was at, which I've been to some great, impressive strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this sounds like I frequent strip clubs a lot, but I've probably been to a handful of strip clubs, honestly. And I went to a really good one with for Tara's bachelorette. That was a really good one. But this last strip club I went to, compared to that one, it was like, damn. Like, so I'm picturing like you at this place, and then somebody coming out like waving their finger, like, you do not have what it takes. That is not. Man, I mean, this is like some high standard.
She wasn't like saying that. She like got like shady vibes from me. Like, she just I tipped them for like teaching me what they were like teaching me while I was there, and so she wanted to check my purse before I left, and I was like, yeah, go ahead, like I didn't steal anything from you. So she finds money in my purse, and she's like, oh yeah, like what is this? And I was like, I'm a waitress, like those are my tips.
That's,
and
she's money, like, bitch. Well,
I'm going to have to take more money from you for doing what we did for you today. So she took like $60 for me. And I was just like,
that's a damn good lesson. I feel like you're a good tipper in general, so you probably already tipped him like $20.
Yeah, I don't even know. But I put money in there. I said, you could have just told me that you guys don't do this, like that you don't like help people out, show people around and stuff. And I would have figured something else out. So I go to leave. The one girl's like, yeah, like you didn't even pay for like your own table to set up or anything. And I like, so every girl had their own table in the back and you had to pay like $20 for your table for that night to get ready at. And yeah. I was like, I wasn't like stripping. Like I wasn't dancing. I was like, I was just trying to just come and check you guys out. And like, I got like really upset because I thought like I was vibing well with everybody. Like I thought like it was like having like a good time, you know, just trying to figure it out, just playing with some sequin makeup. Just like
throwing mad shade at you at the end of the night.
And all of a sudden, people are just like pissed off and like, "Where's my money, bitch?" Like, damn,
this is sad. Money.
So I walk out and I'm like bawling my eyes out, and I was like, I was really upset. I thought everyone liked me. Like, and I just like really remember like in my dream, like vividly crying. Like it was like, I could feel like the tears coming down my face. Like it was like a real, like realistic cry. Very upset that these girls did not like me.
Yeah.
So I was in the parking lot and I couldn't find my truck. Like I had my husband's truck and I could not find the damn truck. Look, I'm pulling.
There you go.
Can't find my fucking car. Finally find the car.
Does everybody else have these dreams? They can't find their damn cars or trucks, all the time. That's my dog.
I don't have them all the time.
I have them all the time.
I know you do. It's like in every dream.
I'm gonna get rid of my car.
So I finally find the truck though, and I open up the door, but then the door turns into this big window pane. Like my truck is gone, and there's this big window pane, and like the window opens, and I can sit on like the window seal, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I sit in it and like I kind of hold on to like the sides of the window.
Oh, yeah.
And like the door's open.
At the ledge, kind of.
Yeah, and I flew that home.
Her arms in motion with this are great. So, like, if you could picture somebody when like you're a kid and you're swinging on a swing and you have your hands along the rope like that connects to the swing, that's what Janie just did in real life. And then she like kind of twerked her body a little bit like as a flying motion.
I was driving it. So I fly this home, but I kept bumping into like damn telephone poles. I'm like, shit, like it was like I didn't have good control over it. Like I was like on the road and I was like, shit, like Janie, you're driving a window, like you shouldn't be on the road, you should be on the sidewalk. So so I was like trying to swerve. And like every time I'd like swerve to be like a damn telephone pole, and I'd like hit a corner of the window, and I'm like, damn it, like I'd shake.
I'm gonna beat myself. Really, this is so funny.
I really couldn't drive it. So I get home, and like I'm at my old like Lindmore house. I get out of my car now, which is like an Envoy that we had like growing up that I've never drove. Like, I wasn't even old enough to like drive. I don't know what happened to my window pane. Now all of a sudden I'm back in a car, in a different car. And
you probably wrecked the window pane and call your parents to come pick you up. And they're like, damn, all you're going to get at this point is this like broken down Envoy.
So what happened to the damn truck? Why'd the truck turn into the window? Why could I just drive the truck up? And I lived very close to the middle school. So it wasn't like a big, like,
yeah,
drive. So I get home, my mom is trying to do Molly's hair and she's like, where have you been? I was like, oh, I was just out playing softball with some people. People are like going to my whole like crying, walking out of a strip club thing.
Oh,
that was it. So
I love that you lied in your dream.
I totally did. I don't know if I've ever lied in my dreams.
I don't know either.
I didn't really notice that I did that. That's funny. So I'm on TikTok, you know, I'm obsessed with it. And I follow a bunch of these like girls, like these strippers and like these strip club things. And I just find it so interesting because I know that's where this dream came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting because it's just something like people don't talk about openly. Like they lie about, like they, I don't know, because people like look down on it, which is stupid.
I know. That's what I mean.
They make fucking bank.
That's what I was getting back to. The one strip club we went to, my God, these women were so impressive. And I mean, they were like, they had honed their craft. They were like incredible dancers and athletes. And they looked amazing. Like they were highly skilled. And I know they were making great money, as they should, because they, it was incredibly impressive.
And there's like high end, like strip clubs that like, you have to like,
that's, I think it was more of like a higher end.
Yeah. And then there's, but like anyone could be a stripper. You can go anywhere and strip and still make fucking bank.
Places
too. Like you just have to have the fucking confidence to go out and do it.
Yeah, you do. You. People are sassy about it. It's like, again, don't hate me because you ain't me.
I like on TikTok, I follow some of these, like there's like house moms where like they like buy snacks and stuff in the back. And then they have like the girls like give them money for like chips and stuff, like snacks and stuff while they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that comment on there and they're like, oh, how do you know the girls don't steal from you? Like this, this and that. So I know that's why, where that part of my dream came from.
Okay.
And it's just like, I don't know. I hate the stereotype. Typical bullshit.
Me too. Sometimes.
Yeah. Pisses me off. Like these girls are out there making a lot more money and living a lot more comfortable.
People just need to stop. I don't know. The world just needs to like start worrying more about their own self and less about judging others.
Facts. So I did look up some stuff about being stripper in your dreams because I don't know if I'll ever have another stripper dream to look it up.
Yeah.
So. To dream about being a stripper could mean that you are manipulating people in your awake life, using people to get what you want.
Hmm.
Another thing they said is that could mean that you have low standards for yourself. And like, I just like touched on like, these kind of put bad taste in my mouth because like, stripping doesn't mean you have low standards. Like, but I do understand the stereotype of like why you would dream that because it's stereotypical and like,
and who you are as a person, if you're one of those closed-minded people, or maybe you don't feel that way, but you know, unfortunately that is a generalized stereotype. So that's inevitably in your mindset, you know?
Exactly. And like, I don't think my dream at all was like that. Like, I think you 100% have to look.
No, you're upset. They weren't accepting.
I was.
I do think I mean, it's a negative connotation, but I feel like the manipulation.
It makes sense.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I find that pretty interesting because, I mean.
Because the next thing I'm going to say here is, like, it could also, like, mean that you're, like, teasing others in a way, like, you're showing off, like, showing them what they can't have. Because that's what, like, that's what
I mean, that's it. And also just through, I mean, whether it's, like, you know, years of, like, history and, like, even, like, mythology and. You know, women use their bodies and sex to sometimes get what they want. Like, you know, use the cards at hand. I'm not saying it's right or wrong or that's what they're doing, but so I can see like the manipulation.
And the other thing, I skipped over this part and I didn't mean to, but, just like in general, like stereotypes in like dream meanings, I think just make a ton of sense to me. Like it just makes a lot of sense why, like, because I feel like there's ways that you could dream that you're like stripping and like showing that you have low standards for yourself. Like it just, it's all about how the dream makes
sense. So much of dreams too, I think, are where you possess worries and fears and anxieties of the subconscious that you don't think about in your day to day.
Yes.
So I think that's where it's a lot of like, you know, am I judgmental? How do I feel about this? How should I feel about this? So that makes sense.
Yeah. And then just like two more little notes here. Someone else is stripping. You could be feeling mocked. Like they are better than you and are doing better things than you that you are not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
It could also just be like sexual desires, feeling vulnerable in your life. And like I said already, like, remember, you have to look into this and how you view things in your daily life. Like, I don't think being a stripper is a bad thing. So like, I don't view this dream as like any of these negative things coming out.
Right.
If anything, I think I'm jealous of these girls that have the confidence to do it and they're making things.
Honestly, I like, that's what it comes down to. Social media half the time. So,
But yeah, that's all.
That was a cool dream. I really like that one.
It was
the window. The window, though. I kind of forgot about that already, and that might have been my favorite part.
Just fucking kept running into damn telephone poles.
Hold on, let me see.
Are you gonna look up driving a window pane in your
dream? Like window. I think we've done this one before, but. All right, here's just a quick interpretation of a window from dreambabble.com. To dream of a window represents the ability to understand what is happening inside or outside a situation that stays the same for you. Feelings about yourself or someone else, having safely to notice what else is happening. I'm sorry. Having safety to notice what else is happening. A perspective or insight on current events. Seeing something more clearly. Kind of interesting because you were having, you know, we talked about, you know, the judgment and whatnot around stripping. And then like, you felt like you were like stoked to be a part of that group. And then they turn around and they're like, screw you. Like, where's my money? And then you're like, all right, later. It probably made you feel really confused. So then you open the window and it's kind of helping you gain perspective.
Oh man, hey, you just sounded, I don't know, you cracked me up there with that one. I don't know. Why did my car turn into a window and then my window turned into a different car?
I don't know about that one. Oh, a dream about a window can denote your future aspirations and plans, Janie.
Oh, shit.
Maybe don't count yourself out. That's from Auntie Flo. None other than Miss Auntie Flo.
All right, Auntie Flo. I need to have this trial.
After all, the window brings us light and allows us to see. Boom. Perspective. Boom.
Damn. Sorry, guys. This is the last episode ever of this podcast because I have to go work on my stripper pole move. You know, I have also always wanted to take like a fitness class.
I was just talking about this.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to.
You have to be incredibly fit. I know.
I know.
I can't even do a pull-up. Nope.
I can't do any of that shit. I just think it'd be so much fun. Like, I always wanted to do it I pitched it for, like, people's bachelorette parties, and, like, no one ever would want to do it. I'm like, why not?
I remember, what did I say? Oh, because we looked into this for somebody's, and then I was like,
I feel like we did it for G's.
And then I was like, no, our luck, somebody's going to fall and break their ankle. I was like, G's going to break her damn ankle, because hers was so close to her wedding, I think. And yeah, I was like, she's going to break her damn ankle and then she's going to be in a cast or something for her wedding and she's going to kill us.
So instead we went and got really drunk on a boat.
It's way smarter. Awesome.
And jumped in the Three Rivers.
I would do it all again. Well, on that note, happy 4th of July weekend, y'all. I know this will come out after 4th of July weekend, but I hope you guys had a good 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Independence Day, whatever you refer to.
Or if you're not even in America, just hope you had a good
happy weekend.
America. Mm-hmm. Gotta throw America in there.
I hope you nonetheless ate a bunch of cheeseburgers, hamburgers, hot dogs, as is necessary this weekend.
Don't forget to send us your dreams at WTFDidIDreamLastNight@gmail.com. Go ahead and follow us on our social medias to keep up to date. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at WTF Did I Dream Last Night. You can give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It greatly helps us out. And if you want some bonus contests and want to support the show, you come on over to Patreon.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening. And until next time, happy dreaming.